Okay, Dov, good morning, Shavuot Tov. Today's daf is daf Tzadid Dalet, daf 94. We left off, towards the bottom of the page on Tzadid Gimel Amud Bet, 93b, about 8 lines from the bottom of the page. Second word on the line, Amar Abaye. We're going to be talking about today all the different opinions of Tanaim and that Shinui bimkomo omed. The topic will be about if a shinui, is that considered, when a change happens, does that stay in its regular place, in its spot, and it's not considered acquired, it's not considered a kinyan, or the vice versa, it's not bimkomo omed, and therefore it is kanui, it is acquired to the person that changes it. So Amar Abaye, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Beit Shammai, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Ishmael, Kulu svirdu, all of them hold, all of these Rabbanim hold, Shinui bimkomo omed, that a shinui, in its place it stands. Meaning that shinui, does not, making a shinui does not acquire the item. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda hademran. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda was the opinion we just brought in yesterday's daf. Beit Shammai mahi. What is Beit Shammai? So now we're going to go through pretty much the whole daf, is going to go through all of the opinions. Beit Shammai mahi. What is Beit Shammai's opinion? The Tanya, the Braita says, talking about etnan zona, the money that's given to a zona. Natan la chitin bet nana, if you gave a harlot wheat in her payment, vasan solet, and it was made into fine flour, zeitim, olives, vasan shemen, it was made into oil, anavim, vasan yain, grapes, and it was made into wine. Tane chada asur, tani idach mutar, two tanaim, one says it's asur, one says it's mutar, meaning asur to the mizbeach, right? Vamar Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef says, Tane Gurion taught, flipping the Amud, the Asporak, from Asporak, Beit Shammai, Osrin, Beit Hillel, Matirin, Beit Shammai says Asur, Beit Hillel says it's Mutar. So that's where you see Beit Shammai. So the Gemara says, my Tame de Beit Shammai. What's Beit Shammai's reason? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Gam Shenehem, both of them. Meaning when it says, Lo Taviet Nan Zonah, Mechir Kelev, Beit Adonai Elohecha, Nechol Neder, Kitovat Adonai Elohecha, Gam Shenehem, both of these things. The Rabot Shinuehem, it's coming to add any changes that are made would be included. Beit Hillel, and what is Beit Hillel saying? Amar Kra, Hem Velo Shinuehem, it says Hem, only the item itself, meaning only the payment to the Zona itself, Mechir Kelev, and the dog or the animal that's given, that should not be brought for the Mitzvah Mizbeach as a Korban. But if it was a Shinui that was made, something changed, then that would be allowed to be brought. Like in our cases, all of these were changed from flour into fine flour, olives into oil, and the like. Beit Shammai, okay, Beit Shammai, what do they say? Haktiv hem, it says hem. Haomi ba'ele, that's coming to teach us, hem velo valdotehem, that animal, and not their children. Meaning only specifically the isur is on the animal itself, and not the child of the animal. Ubeit Hillel, what does Beit Hillel say? Tarte shmamina, it's coming to teach us two things. Hem velo shinoyehem, hem velo valdotehem. Them and not any changes, them and not their children would be the isur. So the Gemara says, "Ubeit Hillel nami." Okay, Beit Hillel hakadiv gam. It says gam in the pasuk also. So he says gam the Beit Hillel kasha. You're right. According to Beit Hillel, that's difficult. We don't always have an answer to every question, and therefore this is a difficulty for his opinion. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov mahi. Now, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what is his opinion? The Tanya, the Braita says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer hareshik gazal se'ah shel chitin. If a person stole a se'ah of wheat. If he grinded it and kneaded it and baked it and he separated from it portion for chala, how can you make the bracha? You can't make a bracha. That's not blessing God. When you steal something and you try to make a bracha on it, that's cursing. That's blasphemy because you stole something. It's a mitzvah that comes through sinning. If you're doing a mitzvah by with something that you stole. That's what the pasuk says. Botzea berech nietz adunai. If somebody is botzea, he's breaking bread and he's making a bracha. But it was from stolen item. That's not blessing God, but that's blaspheming God. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar mahi. What is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's opinion? The Tanya, the writer says, Klal ze amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. He said this general rule. Kol shevach sheishbiach gazlan yado eliyona al ha'eliyona. Any shevach, any gain or appreciation that was gained by a thief on the item appreciated, his hand is on the upper part. Ratzan Ratel Shivcho, if he wants, he can take the appreciated part. Ratzan Omerlo, he can tell the guy, or he can say, here is what I stole from you, it's in front of you. So the guy says, my kamar, what is he saying? Amar Rav Sheshet Achi Kamar, this is what he meant to say. Hishbicha notel shivcho. If it appreciated, he can take depreciation. Kachash, if it depreciated, then omer lo harei shechal panecha. You can tell him, here is what's in front of you, it is yours. The shinoi bimkomo omed, because a change, it stands in its regular place and it's not a kinyan. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, afilu hishbiach nami, even if it appreciated, why would it be any different? So amrei mipenei takana dashavim. It's because of the takana that was establishment of the shavim, of the people who do teshuvah, meaning when somebody were to steal something, according to the Torah, they have to return the actual item itself. But let's say someone stole a piece of wood and they built it into their building, they can't go in the wood. Are they going to take apart their whole building and give that piece of wood back? So they established, the Chachamim said, you can give back the value of what that wood was in payment. Obviously, if there needs to be double payments or whatnot, that's different. But the value of the piece of wood, so that people are able to repent, because otherwise it would be impossible. You'd have to take apart the whole building. Rishmael Mahi, Rishmael says, what is it talking about? The Tanya is the Braita that says, Mitzvat Pe'ah La'afrish Min HaKamah. The Mitzvah of Pe'ah, of leaving a corner of one's field for the poor, is to separate from the standing crop. Lo Yifrish Min HaKamah. If he did not separate from the standing crop, Mafrish Min HaOmarim. He does it from the bundles. Lo Yifrish Min HaOmarim. If he didn't do it from the bundles, Mafrish Min HaKeri. Ad Shelo Merecho. He can do it from the pile until it was smoothened. If it was smoothened, he just does maaser and he gives it to him. According to Rabbi Shmuel, they said, even they can even separate from the dough itself and give it to him. Okay, now that you went through all these opinions, what all of these Tanaim repeated the same thing and doubled up in order to teach the opinion of Beit Shammai. So this is what they meant to say. Lo nechlaku Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel b'davar zeh. Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are actually not arguing on this topic. So Amar Rava, he says to him, Mimai, how do you know that's true? Dilma adkan, maybe until this point, adkan, lo kamar Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon was only saying, hatam ela betseva. And yesterday's daf, he was only talking about it, the case, because it was color, meaning that color is different because you can remove it. Ho'il ve'achol ha'avirah, it's a fun because you can use detergent to remove the color. From the shearings. And over there, Beit Shammai was only talking about hatam, ela le gavoah, when it's talking about, on Ardaf, talking about giving the item to the gavoah, to the mizbeach, to Hashem, mishum deim is, he's stricter because it's disgusting to give something that came from etnan zona, from the payment from a zona, in that deal to the gavoah, to Hashem. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion was only Ela Linyan Bracha. It was only because of Bracha that you shouldn't bless God on something that you stole. Mishum dehavale mitzvah ba ba'avera, because that's a mitzvah that comes through sinning. You're not allowed to perform a mitzvah. This is a whole topic in and of itself. But you cannot perform a mitzvah that comes through sinning. Ve'ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon's opinion was only hatam ela ba'chashad adar, was only talking about depreciating something that returns back to its original state. The animal, let's say, it lost fat, it lost weight, it can get it back. Ve'ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Shmuel hatam, and Rabbi Shmuel's opinion was only ela linyan pe'ah, was only with regards to the corner of the field for the ani. Mishum dichtiv, because the pasuk says ta'azov yatira. It says an extra time ta'azov, to leave it for the ani. So maybe it was only in those cases specifically that that's what it was talking about. That's why I needed to teach all of this, to teach us that really no, they hold that shinui bimkomo omed, the shinui stands in its regular place. Okay, Rashi on the previous amud said ein zaz mirshut ba'alim harishonim v'apilu nishtana. Even if it changes, it does not leave the a jurisdiction of the owner, even if it had a shinoi. So the Gemara now asks, hold on, why don't we say v'chitema ligmar mina? You can learn from the case of Pe'ah, from Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, that shinui b'mkomo omed. So matanot anim shani. He says no, the gifts for the ani are different, and therefore you can't learn from there. The by Rabbi Yonatan. The Rabbi Yonatan asks, the by Rabbi Yonatan, my tam ad Rishmael, what's Rabbi Shmuel's reason? Mishum de kasavar shinoi eno kone. Is it because he says that shinoi, a change, does not acquire? But dilma be'alma kasavar shinoi kone really holds that in general, a shinoi does kone, does acquire. Ve'acha mishum dichtiv ta'azov yatera. And really over here, it's only because it says in the pasuk, ta'azov, to leave it for the ani one extra time. And that's why his opinion is that way. So the Gemara says, "Ve'im tem selomar tamad Rishmael mishum kasavar shinoi eno kone." And if you want to say that Rishmael's opinion is that shinui is not acquiring, ta'azov yatera dichtev rachmana lamali. So why do we have the pasuk say ta'azov an extra time? So the Gemara says, "V'tu." And not only that, the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, "Ta'azov yatira dichtev rachman alamadi." Why does the pasuk say "Ta'azov" in extra time, according to the Rabbanan? So mibayile lechidetanya. We need it for the following baraita. Hamafkir karmo. If somebody makes his vineyard ownerless, v'yishkim laboker, and he gets up in the morning with tzaron, he harvests chayav beperet ve'olelot u'shicha u'pea. He's obligated in all of these gifts to the aniim. U'patur mina maaser, and he's exempt from giving maaser. So that's why they need that extra time of ta'azov. Amar v'yudah mar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. He says the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that any shevach sheishbiach the gazan takes yado el yona. So the Gemara says umi amar Shmuel achi. Does Shmuel really say that the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? V'amar Shmuel. Shmuel says ein shamin lo leganav lo legazan el nizakin. We don't evaluate for the ganav or the gazlan, unless it's for damages. I mean, we don't say, Rashi, we actually saw this earlier in the first paragraph. Rashi says, Perek Rishon Gavei Be'alim Etaplin Nevela Amar Shmuel Nizakin Hu Deshamin. For Nizakin, we evaluate it's a Nevela, the Nizak for the damaged one. Umosif Alei Mazik Ad Shemashlim Lo Nizko. Aval Ganav Gazlan Shenatlu Behema Umeta. If a thief stole an animal and it died, O Kachashah or depreciated, En Shamin Et Nevela. We don't evaluate the dead animal. Elo Shelahem Tehe. It should be theirs. Vehem Yishalmu Behema Me'aliyah, and they have to pay the full value. Alma Shinui Kane. You see from here that what Shinui does acquire. So does Shmuel really say like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? So the Gemara says, "Bishlam al Rava." It makes sense according to Rava. The Amar he says, "Ki kamar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hatam ba'achasha dehadar lokasha." That he says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's opinion is talking about a depreciation of something that will eventually return. So then it's not difficult. Ki kamar halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. When he says the halacha is following Rabbi Shimon, the shino bimkomo omed. When he says that a change stands in its place and is not acquired, so shino is not kone. Be'achasha dahdar. That's talking about a depreciation that will eventually return. It will come back to its original state. V'chi kamar Shmuel hatam en shamin lo leganav lo legazlan el nizakin. And when Shmuel said that we don't evaluate not for a ganav or a gazlan unless it's for damages, be'achasha delo hadar, he was talking about depreciation of the item or the animal that will not return to its original state. Ela l'abaye, but according to Abaye, the Amar that he says, ki kamar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, when Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said be'achasha delo hadar kamar, that he's talking about a depreciation that does not return to its original state. Then what can you say according to his opinion? So the Gemara says, Abaye mani hachi. Abaye would pout the following. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, flipping the Amud. Amru halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. They said halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Ve'lei lo svir alei. But he doesn't hold of it. Meaning, it's not that he holds of it himself. And there's a contradiction. Ela, he doesn't hold of that. He says that they say that halacha is like him. Amar b'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, Dvar Torah, according to the Torah, Gezela nishtanet chozeret be'enea. If a stolen item, it changes, it's returned back in its original state. Shenimar v'heshive de gezela asher gazal mikol makom. You return the stolen item the way it was, according to the Torah. V'im tomar mishnatenu, oh, but our Mishnah didn't say that. Right? Our Mishnah said, you stole a piece of a wood, right? Because of the takanat shavim. Or what did we say? You said, let's go back to the Mishnah for a second. Right, and we explained that what is it talking about? It's talking about because of takanat hashavim that we said we want the repenters to be able to repent, so we're not going to require them to return the item the way it was. If they build it into their building, they can't. They don't have to take apart their whole building. So the Gemara says, Mishum takanat hashavim. That's because of takana, the establishment of the repenters. So we allow them to return the value of the stolen item and not the actual item itself. So the Gemara says, "Omi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Achi." And does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Halacha kistam Mishnah." The halacha follows the stam Mishnah. Utnan, and the Mishnah says, "Lo yispik liteno lo ad shetzevao." We said yesterday or a few days ago that if he didn't have a chance to give it to him until he colored it, I mean, he's talking about the reshit hagez that go to the kohen. We said patur. He said zem. So how can you say that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that takanat hashavim, but that's not what it says here. Meaning, he's of the opinion that dvar Torah it's returned on its original state. That's not what we said in our Mishnah. Where Rashi says, "Adzav patur legamrei v'acha takanat hashavim eina." It doesn't mention anything about takanat hashavim. It says you're exempt completely. Afilu achi kani b'shinui. Still, you say he's acquiring it with a shinui. So the Gemara says, Amar lehu ha'um de Rabbanan v'Rabbi Yaakov shmei. One of the rabbis said, and his name was Rabbi Yaakov, L'didim ifar shalim minei de Rabbi Yochanan. I'll explain to you the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Kegon shegazal etim shupin v'asan kelim. He stole smoothened wood and he made it into kelim. That's considered a shinui that returns back to its original state. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, because of takanat hashavim, because it's a shinui. In that case, when it returns back, when a shinui returns back to the original state, Rashi says, "Lav shinui." That's not a shinui. That's not a change. When something is a change, but it'll return back to its original state, that's not a shinui. Okay, we'll stop there. But what is the halacha in such a case? If you have a shinui, a change that will return back to its original state, is that considered a shinui or not? So the Rambam says, in Halachot Gezeilah Avedah, he says, "Shinui chozer lebriato eino shinui." If it's shinui, it will return to its original state. It's not a shinui.
Reversible.
And he brings this case on, steals wood, and he sticks it together with glue, and he builds something, he makes a box out of it. That's not a shinui. Why? Because you can take it apart, you can scrape off the glue, and nothing happens, and it returns back to its original state. So that would not be considered a shinui, and therefore, shinui eino kone.
But if you cut, or if you cut, or
we'll stop there for dinner, we'll do a 1-minute recap, and we'll take questions at the end.